Here's the upbeat way of looking at it, articulated by Joanne Grossi, this region's director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The average Pennsylvanian will have 126 plans to choose from. So again, we wanted there to be lots of competition. It's what we always promised about the Affordable Care Act.
But are more choices necessarily a good thing?
Why don't they just make it simpler?
Barry Schwartz is a Swarthmore professor who's written extensively about decision-making.
Why don't they just present three plans and let people choose? Not in this world, I'm afraid.
Schwartz says behavioral research suggests that an abundance of options may actually paralyze people. He saw this when Medicare Part D launched several years ago, offering dozens of drug plans to seniors. When we can't figure out how to compare options, Schwartz says, we often do nothing. If we do choose, we often choose poorly.
Chances are what people will do when there are a lot of options is they'll try to simplify the decision. And they'll choose on the basis of what's easiest to evaluate. Unfortunately, what's easiest to evaluate is probably not what's most important to evaluate.
He says picking health insurance demands that we do something else most of us don't do well. Assess risk.
Think how complicated that is. What's the probability that you're going to have a serious illness? What's the probability you're going to be hospitalized? You're going to be in a car accident? How are people supposed to calculate this? It's really daunting.
What we know is that it's a difficult problem.
Eric Johnson is with Columbia University's Center for Decision Sciences. In a study he recently co-authored, people weighing insurance options had a hard time keeping track of all the cost factors, premiums, deductibles, and copays. They often picked the costlier plans.
Just to show you how hard of a problem this is, while ordinary folks were doing this at about the rate of a little bit better than chance, what we found with our super subjects, and these were Columbia MBA students in my consumer finance class, is they could do the problem. They actually could pick the cheapest policy. But you asked them how they did it, and it was kind of surprising. The answer was they used Excel. They used a spreadsheet to actually do the math.
There's a silver lining from the study. When Johnson gave people a special calculator as an aid, they made better choices. Some state marketplaces, like in California and Minnesota, offer such tools. Another problem, few people have directly bought health insurance before. Many of its concepts are mysterious to them.
We get a lot of phone calls of people who have gotten all the way through the application and have just gotten to the See Plans Now section, and they just have no idea where to go with it.
Enter Caroline Pitcher. She's one of several certified navigators around Philadelphia, paid with federal funds to help people sift through plan details. Unlike a broker, she cannot recommend one plan over another.
But I can clarify what the different costs are. I can tell them how the plans work so that they can make the best decision for themselves, what they think is important to them and what plan would be the best for them.
Pitcher, whose phone rings nonstop these days, thinks the federal website does break the plans down in useful ways. Scott Green, an independent IT specialist who's had to shop for individual coverage before, thinks the new marketplace makes that task easier.
They've all got to lay out their charges for primary care or specialist or their practitioner in the same format with the same columns, so you don't have to go looking around to do the comparison.
Green says he took about 2 days to weigh 24 plans. But he said the application was less burdensome than private ones he's had to fill out in the past, which wanted a lot of personal medical data. Green says he also feels okay about the plan he chose, because unlike in the past, all plans in the marketplace must meet certain benefit standards. This aspect also soothes some of Barry Schwartz's concerns.
I don't think it's a disaster because they'll make a decision that's better for them than what they currently have.
Schwartz hopes that over time, two learning curves will make the online marketplaces better. Consumers will get a better feel for buying health insurance, and the marketplace designers will learn from their initial mistakes. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.